Now, Gloria, he may not have very well done anything. But the other thing I would tell you is, irregardless of whether or not he had money coming to him during the election, he won that election.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, it's Wednesday and I'm back. Of course. Do I want to be here? We'll get into that in a little while. So let's just talk about why you're listening. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways, especially tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I'm always updating the calendars and hopefully I can put in some more media to entertain you guys and things like that. Let you know what I'm up to. Second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. The third way you can listen, we're on Facebook Live tonight. We're broadcasting live there, so you can join us live if you're live, and if you cannot listen live to either the live broadcast or the Facebook Live, there's a lot of lives in there. Anyway, all lives matter, and so all these lives matter. So if you can't listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. So as I always start my show every week the same way, I bring you up to speed about what's been going on in me, with me, and my life through the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, it's Wednesday. I got a lot of people watching live. Thank you so much. So, I wrote my show prep. I did my show prep. And I was thinking about it today. What can I possibly talk about tonight? Now, here's the thing. The corona thing, and I'll do the coronavirus update in a little while, the isolation, the not working, the mask, the restrictions, it's starting to really get to me. And I didn't think it would. I thought I had tougher skin than this. I thought I could deal with it. But I've talked to a lot of people. I talked about this on the last show too. And it's not improving. You know what I mean? I'd like it to improve. I'd like it to improve for everybody. And, I've been doing shows. I've been doing comedy shows. I did two shows last weekend for Dave Radigan. I was down at the Mansfield at the MMAS, which is a theater. And they have a theater. They just started a black box theater. And they're looking forward to when all this is gone, they can do regular shows. They got bands coming. They've been doing comedy shows. And we did two shows at a drive-in. Like, they pull up and they get in the car, and it was fun. I've been doing shows. I've been doing shows right along. I've been doing shows up in New Hampshire at Chunky's Cinema in Manchester, Nashville. I'll be there this Saturday. And I'm working, but it's still, there's something, it's like this, and I don't know if it's like that for me or if it's everybody. I mean, is it like this nagging, fuck, you know, this annoying kind of, you know, it's not depression, but it's kind of depression, but it's, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how, I usually I'm much more articulate than this, but literally I can't find a way to describe it. And I think a lot of people are feeling it too. It just, it, it, the only way to describe it, it takes your legs out. It just knocks your legs out from under you. It's hard to motivate myself. And I'm on the board. Oh, my God. I went on the board this morning. I didn't want to, which is really weird because I love the board. I love being on the water and I love the board. And it's just like, do I want to go out? And the board's on the car. So it's not like I got to strap the board to the car and I got to do extra work. But I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I got out there and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm all zen. Namyoho Rengekyo. I was doing all that. So like it's depressed and it's pressed. I feel like I'm squished and things aren't really happening. And the things that are supposed to happen aren't happening. And the things you want to happen aren't happening. And there's a lot of weird stuff that's happening. And you're like, fuck, why is this happening? But it's, you know, it's about employment. It's about unemployment. It's about working steady and then having, like, I'm used to an irregular schedule. But this is like, oh, you know, it's few and far in between. And, you know, luckily I've been on the trolley, been doing a lot of shifts on that. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. My voice is getting, I'm really straining my voice. Like, this is the most, this would be the sexy voice that I can kind of talk like this. And all of a sudden, you're listening to the sounds at night. So, but yeah, I mean, I almost have to rest my voice. And I'm working 5 days a week. And it doesn't seem like, oh, you're working 5 days. Everybody works 5 days a week. But it's 4 hours. I'm nonstop talking. And even if there's nobody on the trolley, you can't ignore the driver. You got to say hi, you know, you got to talk a little bit, but it's, I want it to be normal again. I want it to be regular and things are just, you know, I will say this. I talked to my brother and my sister, I've been texting them and I told them I was, you know, I'd love to call them up all the time, but it because of the way I feel like, you know, what you're like really kind of not in the mood, like the way I'm describing, and you want to talk to somebody, but you feel like if you get in the phone after about 4 seconds, you'd be like, oh, I'm useless piece of shit. You don't want to talk to me. And then you want to hang up the phone. So I just sent a text letting everybody know I was still thinking about him and the reason I couldn't call him and stuff. The good news is my brother's back home. He's out of the hospital, which is great. He seems to be doing better. His, you know, it's hard getting information out of him sometimes. You know, he's not a good historian. But he's doing better. So I appreciate all the people who were asking about my brother. And yes, he's back home now. He's got a little stent in his heart where he's got to put medication so the infection goes away. And I think he's doing all right. I didn't talk to him today, but I think he's doing okay. So speaking of infections and blah, let's bring you up to speed with what's going on with the coronavirus, with the corona update.
This is the rhythm of the night.
The thought of being able to penetrate Corona. It is a remarkable opportunity.
This is the rhythm of my life.
My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable.
Yeah, it is.
This is the rhythm of the night.
By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
This is the rhythm of the night.
I hope to have a couple million doses as well. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Corona. Corona is, it's not even coronavirus. It's everybody being afraid of coronavirus that's stopping us at this point. The numbers have gone way down. Yeah, there are quote-unquote hotspots. The tests are fallible, unfortunately. Some of them are registering false positives. And, of course, they're probably registering false negatives, which is bad. But... you know, I mean, I got my mask on, I'm washing my hands, doing all the things I got to do. Hopefully everyone else will just be smart about it. And I'll be honest, sometimes I walk downtown, I'm on the bike, I don't wear my mask. I'm waiting for somebody to go, hey, you know, you should put on a mask. I'm going, hey, you know something? You should you should bend over so I can kick you in the balls. I get it. I think I get it. America. I think I'm getting it. Things are actually better. Florida's numbers are going right down. Florida's almost completely sane, which is saying a lot for Florida. But I've had people from Florida on the trolley, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, California, Oregon. Who else do we have? Ohio, Pennsylvania, a lot from Pennsylvania. So, and everybody seems fine. Everybody seems normal. Everybody wants to wear the mask. I haven't encountered any assholes yet. But I'm waiting for that moment too. Because it'd be like, okay, you don't want to wear a mask? I'm going to throw you right out this window. And I've already told everybody that that's what I'm going to do. So when it happens, it won't be a surprise to anybody. Like, oh my God, he threw somebody off the... Yes, I physically threw somebody off the trolley. Of course, my wife's now listening, probably going, oh, please, he's not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask them very nicely to put the mask on. And if they don't, I'm going to say, look, you have to put your mask on because that's what the regulations are. I don't like it either, but you got to do it. And if they don't do it, I'm going to go, okay, then you have to get off the trolley. And if they say no, then I'm going to kill them verbally. I'm just going to, that's what I'll do. I won't make them get off the trolley. I'll just shit on them. I'm a 30-year comic. I get some stuff on my toolbox. I'll go, oh, it'll turn into a big yo mama joke. He's like, your family's so ugly. And just fire it at them. And then either they charge at me and then I can get them off the trolley or they just leave voluntarily. Anyway, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to do that. I just want the conflict. I actually don't want the conflict. I want, it's almost like I want the conflict. Like I want to watch the conflict, but I don't want to be involved in it. But if I'm involved in it, I'm really involved in it. You know what I mean? Of course, tonight is day 3. But you know something, let's just do the White House update. We might as well.
The American dream is dead.
All right, I have to update this.
I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Yeah, everybody knows.
I gotta redo this.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. You're all fired.
Okay. So this is the White House update. And since it's the race for the White House, I think I can kind of safely do all this. The DNC, which stands for definitely not caring. I don't care about any of the politics. If I watch any of it, I get very upset and I don't want to watch any of it. Because not only do I have to listen to any politics, which any politics. Now listen to my friends. Listen to me, my friends. People are watching me. You know, mortal enemies, whatever you might be at this given moment. Let me just tell you, political discussions are a fagotic nightmare. And if you start them, they just don't end. They just fester. Nobody ever walks away and go, oh yeah, that was a good conversation. Very rarely does this happen. Very rarely. So I will say this. I do not want to hear about the politics. I do not want to care. I don't care about everybody. I don't care what Michelle Obama said. I don't care what Bill Clinton's talking tonight. I don't care. Hillary's talking tonight. I don't care. I don't care what Trump's response is. I don't care how far the news networks stick their thumb up everybody's ass to kind of sell this one and be this one and to condemn this one and say that. I don't care because it's all spin anyway. And the whole thing is you, me, us are trying to survive in this. And who's ever in power is a shithead. That's all it is. You can't trust any of them. And if you think you do, well, I'm sorry. I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But there's some shady shit going on. And at least now we can document everything. That's the best part about, you know, the 20th century, that all these things are being documented. So if somebody says, I never said that, you just go, bloop. Yes, you did. You actually said that. You said worse than that. And it's just, now it's just, it's fire with fire and the whole thing is just burning up. And I'm trying not to get involved with it. It's difficult because I'm already kind of edgy because of the COVID thing. And I'm also kind of edgy because I'm not working as much as I usually are. So then what happens is somebody goes, hey, Mark, did you see what's on TV? Ah! So here's what I'm going to say to you people, to everybody, my friends, people listening, my immortal enemies, however you do it. Let me just say this. Try to keep your head on. Try to keep your logic circuits working. Try to understand the difference between what you think and what you feel and try to act in a balance. Don't act from one and not the other, or either way. Try to work from a balance, and that's the best we can do. And that way, no matter what happens, everybody's kind of cool with things. And, you know, actually, I'm taunting my wife. I walked up the stairs. She's watching the DNC thing, and I was like, oh, come on. And I started going, four more years. Yes. No, I don't know. Just something to do. Just something to do. That's all. Let's change the subject before I get in trouble. I've been doing this segment for a while now, and I call it This Day in History.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
All right. So here's the thing. I've been doing this for a little while, and I actually think it's a really cool segment because it talks about, I talk about the day on which I'm doing the show and what happened on this day throughout human recorded history, which I think is very cool. So here's something really amazing. Today, I didn't know this, otherwise I would have said it on the trolley. Today, in 1692, five women were executed for witchcraft in Salem. Wow. Like today, they went, you, and you. Get up there. Too soon? We got a memorial. Don't worry about it. It's all set. But yeah, that happened today. Also, in 1888, the first beauty contest was in Spa, Belgium. An 18-year-old West Indian won. There you go. In 1897, and this is weird, 1897, the first electric taxis drove in London. 1897, an electric taxi. Now, I don't know why the fuck we got hybrids when this shit's been around for over 100 years. Prius, whatever. Speaking of driving, in 1909, the Indianapolis 500 racetrack opened. In 1913, a Frenchman, what's his name? Frenchman Pugad, I don't even know what he said. Pugad? But I don't know. The first parachute jump was done today in Europe. You remember that? it doesn't say if it was successful or not. On this day in 1934, Hitler was elected Führer by 95.7% of Germans. Wow. 95.7? How do you get 0.7? You know, I like him, but I'm not so sure I want him to be the Führer. You know something? I like him, but I don't like his wife. In 1950, ABC begins the Saturday morning kids shows. They started with Animal Clinic and Acrobat Ranch. Those were the cartoons. On this day in 1979, which I don't remember. I don't know why I don't. Soviet cosmonauts Vladimir Yakov and Valery Rumnyan. Is it Rumnyan? Yeah, Rumnyan returned to Earth aboard the Soyuz 34 after a record 175 days in space. Also on that day, My Sharona hit number one, and it was number one for 42 days. In 1988, Iran and Iraq begin a ceasefire in their eight-year-old war. 1991, Hurricane Bob hits the U.S. First of all, shitty name for a hurricane. Natural disasters should not have candid names, like Ricky. A hurricane named Bob? Bob the Hurricane? You're supposed to be afraid of that? Sandy was enough, but she was a bitch. She came right up the coast and wrecked everything. But Bob?
Bob's office is bigger than my office.
Anyway. And also on this day, in 1995, Mike Tyson returned to the ring and DQs Peter McNeely in 38 seconds.
I'm Hurricane Peter McNeely from Medfield, Mass. On Saturday night, watch me kick Tyson's ass.
Nice. Today's birthdays. John Stamos, Full House fame. 1963, he's 57. Matthew Perry, 1969, he's 51. He was from Williamstown, Massachusetts. That's where he was born. I didn't know that.
Today is also Bill Clinton's birthday, 1946. He's 74 years old tonight. He's going to be talking about things on the DNC. What was it? Oh, sorry.
Also, my wife, this is for my wife. Coco Chanel was born today. She was born in 1883, and she died in 1971. She was 87 years old. Also, Nate Dogg.
Hold up.
He was born in 1969, and he died March 15th, 2001. He was 41 years old, man.
Hold up.
It's crazy. Also, Orville Wright of the Wright Brothers fame. He was born on this day in 1871. He died 1948, January 30th. I mean, he was 76, too. Like, that's weird. I know it's like my day. Like, I'm born in 68, and theoretically, in about 20, 30 years, which is going to be weird because it's, you know, it's like you jump a century. Deaths. Okay, now we got to say some deaths. Very upset. Today on this day, Augustus Caesar died. He was Gaius Octavius, the first Roman Empire, 27 BC to 14 AD. He was 75 years old. Oh, in 1662. Now, I don't know how to say his first name. I want to say it's Blase, but it's Blaise, B-L-A-I-S-E, Pascal. Of course, Pascal, French mathematician, physicist. The reason we have like cobalt and Pascal, we're essentially math, so we could computer programming. He was only 39 when he died. Crazy. These two next things, just really, I didn't know the first one, but I knew the second one. Alistair Sim, my favorite actor for Ebenezer Scrooge, he died on this day, and he was 75 years old. And of course, Groucho Marx, which I remember when Groucho died, my mother was almost heartbroken. I was very upset because I loved the Marx Brothers. Even as a kid, I was like 10 years old, and I loved them. And Groucho Marx was 86 years old. Yep. So that's this day in history. So here's the other thing. Now, before I go, it's 9:30, but I want to play a game. Now, I know we've been playing games. We've got a bunch of listeners on tonight. Now, I had played this game a long time ago, and I ran out of content. And then I started thinking, oh, no, I have to find new content. And I did. So let me see if I can set this up right. I used to have the intro from the Black Eyed Peas. But now I think I'm going to play this intro, but it's the same game. This game is called Shut Up.
Shut the fuck up!
This used to be the theme. Shut up, just shut up. And I like the other one better. I mean, I like them both, but I just Fergie. Ugh. She's like just an overripe peach. You think, oh my God, it's so wonderful. And then you go near it and it's like, never mind. Fergie. So here's what I did. Now we ended. I haven't done this in a long time. I think not a long time, but it was the 23rd. Actually, it was October of last year. That was the last time we played. Oh, 19. Yes, it was 19. So here's the first one. Now, basically, I play you a clip of somebody telling somebody else to shut up, and you have to guess the movie. Pretty easy, right? This one is 5 seconds. You'll get it. Hopefully, you get this almost immediately.
Mike, the country wants to hear from you. The world is waiting, Mike.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy.
I started off as an easy one. That one's easy. I'll play it again.
Mike, the country wants to hear from you. The world is waiting, Mike.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy.
Okay, now that's super easy. Come on. It's super easy. And you're all on Facebook. You can type it all in. Don't Google it. And don't Shazam it. Of course, my sister got it. It's Willy Wonka. That's Mike TV. And she got it right. So she gets this.
So sorry to interrupt. Proceed.
All right. That's the first one. Do I want to play this one? Yeah, let's play this one because no one's going to get this one. 5 seconds.
Will you shut up?
All the time when I was growing up, I was told not to tell people to shut up because it was mean. But it's one of the funniest phrases. How about, again, I'll play it.
Will you shut up?
Oh my God, my sister got this one too. It's A League of Their Own. It's actually John. It's John Lovitz. And there's a cow behind him, and I think he's interviewing one of them. Anyway, this is the correct answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please, continue.
There you go. She got that one right too. I'm impressive. Since my sister seems to be beating up on everybody, how about, she won't get this one.
Man, I mean, this dude is what? Fucking bad. Like, he's like, you have 20 guys around him. I was there, man. He's got shitty throws at you.
He's got the sword. Exactly. Yeah, he's throwing the air, catching underneath. Exactly. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You're not going to get that one. That's really tough. That's a tough one.
Man, I mean, this dude is fucking bad. Like, he's like, you have 20 guys around him. I was there, man. He's got shitty throws at you.
Shut the fuck up.
Phyllis isn't going to get that one. That's very difficult. Anybody? Going once? Phyllis should have got this by now, so she clearly doesn't know it. So she will get the incorrect. I love this one.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
It's Danny Terry. I always mispronounce it. Not Danny Terrio. It's Danny. What do you play it again? She wants to play it again?
Man, I mean, this dude is fucking bad.
You're not going to get
it. He's like, you have 20 guys around him. I was there, man. He's got shitty throws at you.
Shut the fuck up.
You probably never saw the movie. It's Blade from the movie Blade.
Shut up.
I just love it. Danny Trejo.
Shut up.
You know, that's going to be my ringtone. When people call me, I'll be like,
shut up.
Oh,
shut up. Shut up.
I could listen to that over and over. It's one of the funniest sound bites to me.
Shut up.
I have to start playing Stop Yelling at Me again. Oh my God. You guys, I don't know if you guys remember, I used to play a game called Stop Yelling at Me. It was a movie where somebody was screaming at somebody else in a movie, just a bunch of clips. And we were like, Steve Buscemi would just come out and go, stop yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me.
All right, so nobody got that one. I'll try one more. This is the easy one.
You're going to attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Everybody should get that one, like not even thinking about it. I don't have to play it again. Oh, but I will.
You're going to attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Shut up.
If you don't get that one. And of course, I want the right movie, too, by the way. No, it's not Star Wars. No, that's why I said it's not Star Wars. It's not Empire Strikes Back, by the way. I'm gonna break your balls just for another second. It's not called Empire Strikes Back. You know something? You still got it wrong. I don't care because I just want to hear the sound. But again,
shut up.
It's called The Empire Strikes Back.
Shut up.
Anyway, that's shut up. That's shut up. It's a fun game. And it's quick. And now what I can do is I can go to break and then tell you where I'm going to be this weekend. So guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on. I think it is. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour.
Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, it's been a fun show. Let me tell you what I got going on this weekend, and hopefully you can come out and join me. So tomorrow during the day, I'll be doing another shift on the trolley. So if you guys are in Salem, please come by. I'd love to have you on the trolley. You can hear the whole tour. And if you're a Salem resident, you ride for free. All you got to do is go down to the office and get a pass, and that's it. But there's so much information, so much more about Salem, and I really enjoy telling all the stories and, kind of sticking up for Salem and just going, hey, it's not just about the witches, bitches. So that's what I got tomorrow. Friday, I have, I think, the day off, so I'll probably be on the board most of the day, I'm hoping. Friday night, I am going to be, and this is a last-minute thing, so let me double-check. I'll be in Manchester Friday night. I'll be at Chunky's in Manchester. I got to put that in because I thought it was somewhere else. But yeah, Friday night, I'm just doing a middle spot. I'm filling in for somebody who can't do the spot. So I'll be Friday night in Manchester at Chunky Cinema, and then Saturday night, I'll be at Chunky Cinema in Nashua, headlining that show on August 22nd. Very much looking forward to that. Now, here's the thing. I kind of teased this before I wrap the show. Now, I wasn't going to do a show tonight, and I was going to do a show next week. I was actually going to bypass the Wednesday, but I really kind of needed to do a show tonight. I really want to talk to you guys. I really wanted to kind of express. So thank you for letting me do that. But that's what I got going on. So hopefully I'll either see you next week or I'll see you September 2nd. I think that'll be the thing. Yeah, September 2nd. But as always, you want to be a guest, a sponsor, call the hotline 978-219-9294. Email the show radioregardless@gmail.com. Hey guys, be well, wear a mask. We'll talk to you soon. Love you to death. Bye-bye.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com.
Okay, hold on. I thought about that for a second. I love you to death. That doesn't even make sense. And you know something? I love you guys 3,000. That's probably a much better way to put it.
Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, testing 1, 2, 3.